1-2-1-2 in the place to be. Business Credit Builder, what up? How's everybody doing? Thanks everybody for coming. I appreciate you. So today we're going to be talking about building business credit, how to raise your business credit scores. Okay. Hey, my name is Noel Booker. I'm the CEO at Business Credit Builder. And what we do at Business Credit Builder is we help businesses build their business credit and access funding. Okay. There's so many different ways to access funding. And we give you access to all them different ways. Okay, so let's get started. Make sure y'all take notes. We're gonna go through some important things. I do these webinars and I give you some basic steps, right? So this presentation, I go into some details about the business credit and some intricate things that's going on behind the scenes. And when you understand some intricacies behind the scenes, you can understand more about your role in building your business credit. Okay. So without further ado, we're going to share this screen so y'all can see what I see. Okay. Screen one. Okay. Okay. Oh man, I think it's on the wrong jamming. I think you're seeing the wrong thing. Technical difficulties right now. Hold on. I apologize. Let me stop the share. Because that's making a mistake. I'm sorry. Hold tight. Bear with me. Bear with me here. Okay. Let's do that again. Hold on. I'm gonna have to switch this thing up. It looks like. Let's see. Okay. Screen two. That's what we need to be. I'm gonna put it on screen two. Right. Okay. Now, can y'all know where the chat is, right? Can y'all tell me what y'all see? Do you see the water with a mermaid, somebody swimming, or do you see?
Yes.
Okay, you see the mermaid, right? Okay, let me try something. All right. Tell me what you see now.
Your spreadsheet, your PowerPoint okay. Spreadsheet with the guy, cool. Mind-blowing simple step.
All right, cool. Something's going on and it's going backwards, but we're going to roll with it. I appreciate you. Let's get started. Let me show this screen better. Oh man. Did it change? What happened? It messed up, didn't it? Holy mackerel. What happened? Shoot. You can, what do y'all see now? Y'all can see the slideshow?
No, we see you, your video.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. Okay. What now?
Okay, the screen sharing is on now.
Okay.
The mind-blowing simple step is back.
I tried to go full screen on it and it messed up. So we're just gonna do it just like this because you can see the slides on the left. You're not supposed to see that, but we're gonna roll with it, okay? All right, here we go. Thank you all for your patience. Mind-blowing steps. Mind-blowing simple steps any entrepreneur can take to raise business credit scores, okay? Once again, my name is Noel A. Booker Sr. I'm the CEO at businesscreditbuilder.us LLC. I think I'm gonna do this. Take you over there like that, okay. Okay, so check out the contact information. My telephone number is 404-500-9687. And my email address is noel@businesscreditbuilder.us. The website evidently is businesscreditbuilder.us. And I'm gonna give you some websites to check out. Hold on, I messed up, didn't I? Cutting off my head and stuff. Okay. All right, so check out the buttons on the bottom, right? The green button is how you can get a free guide on how to build business credit. Just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide, right? Now, if you want to talk to us about what we can do to help you build your business credit, then you would schedule a free business credit consultation by going to the website /consult, okay? Now, if you think you can get approved for funding now, then you would go to /get funding, okay? Check that. Okay, business credit scores. These scores are in the business's name. A business builds its own credit profile and credit score then the business will then qualify for greater credit. This measures the business. Oh man. Oh. Y'all can't hear the TV in the background, can you? I messed up this whole webinar today, yo. Okay. This measures the business's ability to pay and not the owner's. Most major business credit scores range from 0 to 100. Your business credit score isn't automatic. Unlike the consumer credit scoring, you have to apply. So with business credit, thank you. Okay, so with business credit, you have to set up correctly. You have to apply. You have to get an EIN number from the IRS. You have to position yourself to be credible in the eyes of the lender. Get an EIN from the IRS website. You have to get a DUNS number, right? From Dun & Bradstreet. This takes about a few weeks. Now, in regards to Dun & Bradstreet, you have to get the DUNS number, right? And the DUNS number is an identifying number, right? It identifies your business directly related to the address. Now, Dun & Bradstreet will not give you a score, which they call the Paydex score. They call it the Paydex score at Dun & Bradstreet. And they will not give you a paydex score until three separate payment experiences are reported to Dun & Bradstreet. Okay. Then Dun & Bradstreet starts tracking your business's financial activity and you get a paydex score. For other businesses, the credit reporting agencies, no payment experiences are necessary. This is relating to Experian and Equifax. So when you start with a failing business score because you have no payment history, okay, so what happens with those is when Experian and Equifax know that you exist, hello to everybody coming in the room, but when those two credit reporting agencies know that you exist and yet you don't have no transactions or anything, they give you a failing grade, okay? Right out the bat, okay? But it's easy. Fortunately, there's a lot that you could do to raise your scores, okay? It's a mathematical model generally used to depict a business's risk of going 90 days late on an account within the next 12 months. It differs from personal credit scoring, which depicts risk over 24 months. Your business's credit profile links to its EIN. A business credit score depicts how likely the business is to default on payments. It has nothing to do with how the business owner pays his or her own bills. All CRAs show multiple business scores to evaluate different forms of risk. Okay, so the three major business credit reporting agencies, Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax, they all have three different ways to create the score that you have. That's why no scores are all alike. They have different ways. They might be a little bit similar, but they have different calculations, okay? The scores are used by credit issuers, lenders, suppliers, vendors, and others who typically extend credit to businesses, okay? So these companies, these credit reporting agencies, they're in the business of collecting information, repackaging that information, and then selling it to the clients, okay? The clients being credit issuers, lenders, suppliers, vendors, and others who typically extend credit to businesses. And people like us that want to get access to our business information, right? So with business credit, there is no Fair Credit Reporting Act for business. Creditors and vendors are under no obligation to tell you which scores they are relying upon. Anyone can pull your business credit report with no applicable Fair Credit Reporting Act. You may never know who's looking at your business credit reports. It cannot just be vendors, lenders, and creditors, but also competitors, clients, and business prospects. Okay. The three big credit reporting agencies for business credit. You should know the answer already because I already told you. Dun & Bradstreet, and they only do business, okay? Dun & Bradstreet only does business. And just a quick fact, Dun & Bradstreet has been around longer than the FICO score, okay? Experian and Equifax, they do both consumer and business, okay? So they got two separate companies. One is just doing personal and one is doing business, okay? There are smaller credit reporting agencies that are not checked as often. So these three are the three that's checked the most often, okay? So that's what you need to focus on, these three. The big three matter a lot, but there is one more to consider, and that is credit safe. Credit safe is the main one in Europe and Australia, in the UK, okay? So out there, that's the main one, right? But they've been getting more popular in the Americas lately, okay? And they do things a little bit different, okay? So they can be helpful as well, okay? But not so much, because not that many vendors report to Credit Safe, right? So that's what you need to know when you have these vendors, who they report to, okay? So Credit Safe includes financial trade payment data. It also includes lease payments, okay? Payments to business credit cards, term loan payments, other debt payments made by a business, okay? So what goes into the score, okay? The credit reporting agencies all use slightly different methods, but the main criteria for scoring are the same. They just have different weights. Knowing how the scores are calculated shows you how to raise your scores most effectively. Okay, we're gonna start with Dun & Bradstreet. This is the biggest one. Right? They have the most records by far than all of them, okay? Dun & Bradstreet. That's where you need to start too. When you're starting from scratch, this is where you wanna start. Dun & Bradstreet, getting your Dun & Bradstreet number and pursuing to get a pay debt score issued for your company. That's the first thing you want to do, okay? So they look at bankruptcies and liens, lawsuits against your company, your credit card payments, your bill payments. To get a pay debt score, a business needs at least three accounts reporting to their file. Okay, so when there are vendors that report to Dun & Bradstreet, most of them have a place on the application to put your DUNS number on there. So they know exactly where to send this file. Okay, so with Experian and Equifax, there's been a lot of mess ups with addresses because it's it gets confusing. Stuff happens, okay? But with Dun & Bradstreet, you have a Dun & Bradstreet number, what they call the DUNS number, which identifies your company directly related to your address. So they know exactly where to send the file, okay? So if you see an application that got the Dun & Bradstreet to put your Dun & Bradstreet number, you're most likely gonna get it, all right? It's like a plus plus to have that DUNS number. When they see that DUNS number in there, boom, they know you got something going, right? Okay. It can take up to 60 days for those trades to report and a score to be established. The business credit score itself is calculated by using as many as 875 payments. So here goes the Dun & Bradstreet scoring criteria, the pay decks, okay? It's a weight average, with more weight given to trade accounts that report higher amounts of credit extended, okay? That's crucial to know, all right? The weight is on the higher amounts. So to me, what that means is if I got some bills to pay, I'm going to pay the ones that are reporting to Dun & Bradstreet, I'm going to pay the ones that have the highest balance first. Okay. This whole thing is strategy. Okay. It's strategy. Knowing the ins and outs, the key pieces that make the tools move, right? Okay. It gives less weight to trade accounts that report lower dollar amounts of credit to keep payday scores up. If you can only pay one bill, pay the biggest one first. Past performance and bill payment is a main driver of this number, ranging from 1 to 100. The higher the score, the lower the risk. A business can get a good business payday score by ensuring payments are made promptly to suppliers and vendors. Okay, here's a little bonus on that, right? So I told you, you have to have three vendors reporting to Dun & Bradstreet in order for them to issue you a payday score. That payday score is from 1 to 100, right? So if those first three payments that you sent are sent on time, then they're going to issue a payday score. And that payday score is going to be about a 76. Now, a payday score of 70 is a lendable number. But I have my clients reaching for a payday score of 80. That's where you want to be. A payday score of 80 or above, okay? And with the first three coming out, you're going to be at 76, all right? So it's not that much more before you can up that, raise your credit score up to the 80, right? It's just, and how you do it, just make another on-time payment. It's simple, right? It's strategy, but it's simple, right? I think that's the hardest part of this is of building business credit is doing your strategy right. And that's why it's good to have, you know, a consultant on board with you that's done this over and over again to help you with the strategy, right? Because I teach you all the basic moves already in my webinars. Okay, just check out the YouTube joint. And oh, by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you follow, like, you know, subscribe, like, comment. Okay. Okay, so that's the payday score, right? When you get those first three done, 76, right? Experian Commercial, that's the company name for Experian. So when you get your new, your vendors, right? And you want to know, you ask them, well, who do y'all report to? The correct answer would be, if they're reporting to Experian, is Experian Commercial, okay? Experian is the personal side, but for the business side, the company is called Experian Commercial, okay? They have a large database. They apply their own analytics software. So they have their own custom software. The reports include public records, scoring, trade information, financial history, court judgments, and UCC filings, okay? The main score at Experian is the IntelliScore Plus. That's the most popular product that they have that vendors, right? When they go to Experian, they will buy the IntelliScore Plus package. And with that package, they have a certain way of determining your company's risk, right? So it goes by mathematical calculation. Historical behavior, the payment history is from 5 to 10% of the total score. The current payment status, all right? The current payment status, okay? That's crucial to understand, right? The current payment status, the trade balances, and percent of accounts delinquent is 50 to 60% of the score. The current payment status. Now, this is the score that does include utilization, which is from 10 to 15% of the score. Okay. See, Dun & Bradstreet didn't have that calculation. Okay. Utilization. You know about utilization, right? If you don't know about utilization, raise your hand, write, do a question. Y'all can ask questions. Okay. Company profile, age of business, industry risk, and size of business assessed by number of employees is 5 to 10% of the total score. Okay. 10 to 15% of the score is based on derogatory items, collections, liens, judgments, bankruptcies. Okay. So you can see their calculation is a little bit different. Okay. Actually, it's a lot different, but it comes up with a similar number. All right. All right. This score, the IntelliScore. The score's basis includes number of trade experiences, outstanding balances and payment habits, credit utilization and trends over time. Trends over time, okay? Public record recency, frequency, and dollar amount. And the demographics, okay? Like years on file, the SIC codes, and the business size, okay? The SIC codes, crucial. I'm gonna talk to you more about the SIC codes. Equifax scoring criteria, they collect utility, okay? Now we're on Equifax, right? They collect utility, oh, let me see one second. Okay, cool. So Equifax, their scoring criteria, they collect account information, trade vendor data, public records, bankruptcies, judgments, lawsuits, liens, information from the Small Business Financial Exchange. That's something y'all could research. The Small Business Financial Exchange. They get a lot of stuff from public records, stuff that you can't change. But if you know you have something derogatory out there, providing positive information helps that in, helps that out. Okay? What can lower a business credit score? Well, let's just go over them. Because you probably know, right? But let's see. Let's just go over it so that you know, right? Current collections, liens, judgments, bankruptcies, other derogatory public records, including status, recency, frequency, and dollar amounts, increase trend in slow payment of obligations. You check that out, right? Trends. They look at trends, right? So you can make a note. Equifax looks at trends, okay? Increase in number of business credit inquiries or applications generated by the business or the owner, number of trade experiences, balances outstanding, payment habits, credit utilization, and trends over time. Line of business, SIC codes, here they pop up again. The size of business and other demographic data. SIC codes, that's crucial. We're gonna talk more about that in a few. What can raise a business credit score? Generally, the reverse of what can lower a business credit score. Some of these steps take time, so be patient. Great business credit can be built quickly, but it's not immediate, okay? You know, a lot of people come to me and they say, hey, I need to get this money so I can do this with my business, like real quick, yo. Well, when you're building business credit, I'm going to let you know, it's not quick, all right? It's a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. So there's no skipping steps. Sometimes you got to move and act. Sometimes you got to sit back and wait for the process to work, okay? So I'm not the one to say, yo, we're going to get you such and such amount of dollars in this amount of time. No, I'm not telling you that. But I am telling you, whatever situation you're in, we can get access to money next week, and we can build on that every week after, okay? No doubt about it. All right. Okay, so generally the reverse, okay? It takes time. Be patient. A great business, okay? First, let's start with the biggest thing you can do. All right. Raise business credit scores. Pay on time every time. So get the most favorable funding by paying all bills on time. This means a PayTor score of 80, Equifax credit risk score of 60 or better. For Experian, historical behavior, payment history is 5%. To 10% of the total score. For SBA loans, you won't be approved with a low score, period. Chances are good that the SBA lender won't even submit an application to the SBA if your business score doesn't meet the threshold. Okay? So, and every business that you apply for, they're gonna look at your business credit to see if your business is making on-time payments. You're getting ready to ask them for money. Is your business making on-time payments? They're going to look. They don't have to ask you for permission to look. Okay? They're going to look. They do not have to ask you permission to look at your business credit reports. Okay. Chances are good the SBA lender won't even submit your application. How well does your company pay its outstanding invoices? How has your business's payment performance changed over time? The trends, right? They're looking at trends, right? Which one? That's a test question for the class. Which company is looking at the trends? Okay. Raise business credit scores. Generate payment experiences. Develop payment experiences for your business. This means using your credit for financing. It means paying everything back on time and in full every single time. See, lenders want to see you use your credit, right? They want to see you operate with your credit. That it's part of operation, okay? Using your credit and paying on time. It's part of the operation of the cash flow, right? You use your credit, you take care of some business, you pay it. Unleash the power of trade references. All right? Payment experience will matter the most if a creditor reports to the credit reporting agencies. But even non-reporting creditors can help also. If you ask for a trade reference, trade references are some of the only subjective information on credit reports. They go beyond the numbers, okay? So you can ask for a trade reference from a company that you've been doing business with, and then you can upload it to your file at the business credit reporting agencies. Ah, that's a nice tidbit right there, right? Okay. Give the CRAs what they want. Check your business credit reports regularly. Is information incomplete or missing it altogether? Always update your records with all of the CRAs when there are changes, okay? So when there's changes, make sure you are contacting the business credit reporting agency so they know the changes. Address, important as hell. okay? Phone numbers too, right? So when you got these changes, these entities need to know as well. These kind of changes can be in ownership, overall number of employees, business entity, locations, new addresses, okay? Run your company financially responsibly. This means retaining enough assets to cover business downturns. It means not overspending. It means not taking on more debt than your company can handle. Dun & Bradstreet in particular looks at chances a company will go bankrupt within a set time period. So take steps to keep your business's finances out of the red. You already know this stuff. I don't got to tell you that stuff, right? But I won't be doing my job if I didn't tell you, right? Keep your trade payments in line. Pay rents and utilities on time. I'm rhyming. What? If your business can't, talk to your providers. Maybe you can work out a payment plan. Consider ways to cut expenses if you just can't keep up. Stay out of legal hot water. You can't prevent every lawsuit, but if your business always honors its contracts and obligations, that will go a long way to staying out of court. The other legal issue is accidents. Keep workplaces clean and obstruction free. Get a risk assessment done by your insurer. They're in the business of loss prevention, and you should be too. What happened? Did anything happen? Okay. What did happen? I'm bugging. Am I still here? Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you. My screens went down, so I don't know what happened. Okay. All right, we're just going to keep on going. You know how we do. Okay, so raise your business credit scores. Know the codes. Your business has two kinds of codes. The SIC, Standard Industrial Classification. I told you all about that, right? And the NAS code, right? The North American Industry Classification System. Industries can be either restricted or high risk. Okay? So the thing is, like, when you register with the Secretary of State, you need to put in the SIC code. Well, actually, in Georgia, they're asking for the North American Industrial Classification System. We call that the NAS code, right? So, because now businesses that leave that blank, this is what that means. It means when they're looking to see what industry you're in, to see what your risk is, your business might be making bombs. That's high risk for sure, right? You know, that's high risk. They want to know if you're making bombs over there, okay? And so if you leave that blank, that means they don't know what you're doing. So they can consider you a high risk just because you left that blank, okay? So it's good to tell them what you do. You know, you just find the code that's less risk to the lender, right? Industries can be either restricted or high risk. In general, restricted and high risk industries have some things in common. There may be risk of injury on the job, or the industry may engage in a lot of cash transactions. This is true no matter what the safety record of a particular business is, or the majority of its transaction types, okay? That's just good information to know, right? So you know the corner store That's a high risk. Many transactions going down, right? It's good to understand how they're thinking, right? Okay. Restricted and high risk industries, per the SIC, these are restricted industries. Energy, oil trading, or petroleum extraction or production, pawn shops. Much of the cannabis industry is restricted. Per the SIC, the following industries are high risk. Now, there's a difference between restricted and high risk. Restricted means you definitely ain't getting no loot. High risk means most likely I'm not getting my loot back. Okay? So, auto recreational vehicle or boat sales. Travel agencies. These companies are subject to stricter underwriting guidelines. Be honest when you choose yours. But there's no reason to choose the riskiest code if a less risky one might apply. And keep the name of high risk or restricted industries out of your business name, right? So if you're already in a risky business, don't make your the name of your business Bob's Blowing Up Shop, right? I'm just saying. Don't advertise that you're high risk, all right? That's why you got a lot of companies that just come out with their own word, right? Like Nike, right? That's not a word. They just came up with a phrase. And now when you come out, if you're a new company, nobody knows what you're doing, right? Okay, I'm just saying. All right. Chico's Bail Bonds can be renamed as Chico's. This is above board and honest. Raise business credit scores. Increase your most recent high credit used. Okay. Credit issuers determine how high of credit limit is to issue, based on how much you spend monthly and how recently you spend it. Get approved for limits more than 10 times of what your existing limits just by monitoring and increasing your recent high credit used. And use your credit often so you can get more credit with every approval. So my basic strategy on that is when you get to having revolving business accounts, right? You use one of them more often. I see that there's a question up in the chat. I'm gonna get right to you. It might be important. Hold on. Okay. Okay. So you would take one of these revolving accounts and use it more often than the others, right? Meaning they're going to see you making payments. You want them to see you make on-time payments, a few of them, like 3 or 4 payments on time, and then you call them and increase your limits so that the next time you apply for credit someplace, they're going to see a higher number that was already given to you. So the higher your limits, the better you are, right? A lot of times they will match, a lot of times you'll get situations and they will match whatever your highest limit already is. That's why you pick one and keep raising it. You do it for all of them. But the main strategy is take one and you keep on building it up. Use it more, you call them, ask for an increase. And if they see you making on-time payments, they will increase it. Okay? All right. With my mouth set. Okay. Tame your utilization percentage. Okay. Credit issuers want to see you're using your credit, but maintaining it wisely. They monitor these stats to approval decisions. Get approved for limits more than 10 times of your existing limits just by monitoring and responsibly managing utilization. Address any adverse accounts. Negative payment history can diminish your ability to get loans and credit cards. It can increase the rates and payments on the credit and loans you do get. Know which accounts are reporting adverse credit history. Then you can work with the CRAs and credit issuers. Correct inaccuracies. Add more positive history to offset the negative. Okay? So if you got one negative, throw a positive on there just for general principle to offset that negative, right? All right. Monitor your business credit. You will never know what's going on unless you take a look, but you're often too busy to check. Monitoring makes that easy. We make it affordable, okay? So normally, Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax, they will charge you about $100 per month to get access to your business credit reports. So my clients, we have a deal with NAV. Because of our volume of accounts with NAV, we can get you to access to your credit reports with all the information that you need for $25 a month. Now, NAV has this free thing, right? I think it's free or something. Anyway, but they give you, if they're giving you a letter grade, that's not the report that you need, does not have the information you need so you can know when to progress to the next step of funding of vendors, okay? So the letter grades doesn't help you that much. You need to know how many trade lines you have, what the balances are, and if you've been paying on them, and there's some more information, right? Okay. Here's a recap before we get out. Start your DUNS number. Start with the DUNS number and three payment experiences to get a pay that score. New business credit scores tend to be low. CRAs all have slightly different criteria for scoring, but results are very close. But what improves one will improve them all. Start to improve your scores with one-time payments, that's supposed to be on-time payments, and responsible financial stewardship. Work with the tier one to start getting payment experiences. When we say tier one, it's like, you know, in my system that in our core package, we build business credit in four tiers of vendors. Each tier, we give you about 15 vendors and we say select three. So that's how you get started with tier one vendors, right? As for trade references, give CRAs all the data they request. Keep trade payments in line and try to stay out of legal entanglements. Address adverse accounts or SIC, NAS codes, that may be keeping scores down. Increase your most recent high credit used, but watch utilization. Monitor your business credit. Okay? That's a good little recap. Some of that stuff you already knew. Maybe you didn't know some of it, but it's just good to know completely what you need to be looking at. The things that are for real, I'm trying to tell you, all right? So here's a little bonus. Here are some true starter vendors. So you use these vendors when you have no credit at all. You just starting your business, or maybe you didn't have no credit at all. And this is how you start, right? Once your business is set up credible. So you check out my other videos when I teach you how to set up your business credible. But once you got your business set up credible, then these are good situations. CEO Creative. Maverick Office Supplies. That's the first spot I go to, all right? Make sure y'all go to. businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors. And you can check out the link to Maverick. You can check out if CEO Creative is good for you. Barnett, that's a Home Depot company. So they sell everything Home Depot sells. Pilot Flying J, that's a gas station. Y'all know about Flying Pilot J, but in Atlanta, there's only one in Atlanta on the outskirts, on the highway. But if you travel a lot, then you always see those Pilot Flying J's. And Granger. So that's the top five true startup vendors of the day. And let me tell you that these vendors change, okay? They change because these vendors, they change their requirements, okay? They're adjusting to market trends and they're changing their requirements and stuff. So the list I have today is not the list that I had a couple months ago, okay? That's why that's important. That's the list for today. Next month, that might change up a little bit, all right? Okay, so if you want to talk about how we can help you build your business credit, and you can know more about our core package that helps you build business credit and access funding all in one place, you schedule your free business credit consultation at businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. No doubt about it. And check out the summary of information right there. Does anybody have any questions at this time? No questions? Word? What up? No questions. Stellar presentation, and thank you for the bonus. Word up. That was LaQuise. Let me take that back. I know I messed her name all up. Okay. Was this useful to anybody else? All right. So this is the deal. All right. Yeah, Charlene says it was useful to her. Blackquist. I'm messing up your name again. I'm just messing that up. Chuckle, you say her name correct. Oh, I did say it correctly. All right, bet. Miss Lauren, she says, yes, it was helpful. Thank you very much, young lady. And Kenise, Miss Evans, she says it's very helpful. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. One thing before we go, right? At 8:30, we're getting ready to do, we're going to do our first partner meeting. So we are proud to announce that we are expanding our partner program, which makes it easy for any business to offer business credit, funding, and other items that's good for small businesses, so that you can have a full service of financial products that you can offer, which is good for existing businesses and people that just want to start a new business. You can start a new business being a financial agent with the training that you need, okay? Okay, so we're doing that next. So you go to the website, so you get access to the jamming on the website, businesscreditbuilder.us, click the events page. Wyatt, thank you for the information. It was quite informative. He was one of the first up in there. So thank you for hanging out, Mr. Wyatt. No doubt. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, so I feel good about that one. That was like a lot of the information you already knew. But there was some like details in there, that fine intertwining stuff that just helps you have a greater understanding of, you know, things to do, right? Okay. So I'm good that we could share that type of information with y'all. Make sure you get your free guide on how to build business credit by going to /free guide. And everybody, y'all have a good evening. If nobody has any more questions or anything about building business credit, getting loans. All right. So once again, we out like shout. One love, no doubt. Later.